If you are a businesswoman working to amplify your six and seven figure business from success to significance, then you know it's not just about the right strategies or the right tactics. It's more and more about high caliber people around you, your team, your collaborators, and advisors that can open doors for you and widen your reach. Welcome to Your Circle of Influence podcast with your hosts, Dr. Monica Ogando and Amy Walker.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Your Circle of Influence podcast. I'm your co-host, Dr. Monica Ogando.
And I'm Amy Walker.
We are delighted that you are here with us today because we are right there. We are right there. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, basically. And so we wanted to talk about what strategies do you use and what resources can you avail yourself of so that whatever stressful holiday season you might be going through, it's less stressful. It's more gratitude. Yes. It's more connection and less dissension.
So we have to do something super important, though. Okay, it is also Stephen Walker's birthday. So
happy birthday. Happy birthday to tell him I sang for him.
I will.
He thinks I only sing for you. I sang for him today.
So it's my better half's birthday. And also, let's be in full transparency. We're not recording this the day before Thanksgiving because guess what I'm doing today? Yeah. I am making an obscene amount of pies. Obscene.
Yes.
Every year my kids are like, it's just become the family joke. Every year I'm like, I am only making five pies and somehow we end up with 12.
Right, exactly.
Like, sometimes 15. It just multiply. Once I get in there, it's like it just pies go crazy. So we're entering this busy season of the year where there's a lot going on between now and the end of the year. So we've got Thanksgiving, maybe you're having family get together and there's some contention with the family. Maybe you're trying to hit your year-end goals. Maybe you are
Black Friday sales, Cyber Saturday, Cyber Monday, all of that.
We have to decorate. We have to make the baked goods. We have to be a good neighbor. We have to give charitably of our time and our money. And then we have to go to 1 million and two Christmas concerts and parties at the end of the year. So
parties. Yep.
How do we stay the course? Mm-hmm. How do we stay the course? That's the question. Also, on a side note, Monica, I don't think you've ever eaten any of my pies.
I have not.
Which is a travesty.
Yes. This is why I say you are not invited to the cookout, because I have not yet eaten an Amy pie.
Okay. We will remedy this.
Okay. All right.
The only pie that I cannot make, and I don't know why, but I'm terrible at it, is pecan pie.
That's okay. I have no interest in pecan pie, but I'll take your apple pie. I'll take your pumpkin pie. Do you do sweet potato pie?
Okay. I can do pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie. I do feel like they are the most useless pies ever, but I will make them for people who like them. And
Put in it, Amy pie.
I make a really good Dutch apple pie with like a crumbled pecan top and caramel drizzle on top. I make a really good key lime pie. I make a really good berry pie. I make a really good frozen chocolate mousse pie. I make a really good coconut cream pie. Not too bad at lemon meringue. Like, I'm telling you, I go crazy on pies. It's a thing. I only do it like once a year. And then I make all the pies for the whole year on one day.
All right. This is the quota.
It's like, I'm not overly domesticated, I don't cook a ton, but I save all of my domestic goodness for Thanksgiving. And then,
ladies and gentlemen, she even batches the pies. The batching queen.
I never realized that's what I'm doing. That is what I'm doing. I'm batching a year's worth of baking and cooking in like 2 days. I do love to batch.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Strategy number one in remaining in gratitude is don't lose sight of your sense of humor. Okay. Some of the stuff that you're pissed about, triggered about, frustrated by is actually pretty daggone funny. Okay. If you would just get off of the trigger, you would see that this stuff is pretty daggone hilarious. And if you could just be amused by the absurdity of whatever it is that we're going through, it could probably put it in perspective for you. And that's a great key. It's a great gateway drug, if you will. Gratitude is a great gateway drug. Humor, I should say, is a great gateway drug to gratitude. And it'll support you in being patient. It'll support you in offering grace to other people. It'll also support you in giving empathy, because sometimes, people are just as stressed as you. They don't mean to cut you off. They just got place to go, just like you do. Relax yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes. I get it's so funny when Steve and I are driving together because he gets offended by other people's moves and I get offended by his being offended at other people's moves. I'm like, if you get any older and grumpier as a driver, I'm just gonna have to drive everywhere.
That's
So
exactly right. Yeah.
okay, so my next thing is learn to say the word no and say it often, because here's the deal. You say yes to the things that stress you out most often. And so if you want less in your life, then say no more often. Pretty easy.
Pretty much. And here's the thing that no, you've heard this before. No is a full sentence. And this is something, this is a legacy from Raffaello Gando, my father, may God rest his soul. He used to say, and then I started adopting it until it just became a Monica-ism, your opinions are a measure with the bill you pay. And I used to want to have my father do something or something. It's like, what bill are you paying that you got such big, strong opinions about something? You can't have mortgage-sized opinions with light bill money, okay? You're gonna have to bank. And so I started adopting that, right? And so there's gonna be a lot of people in your life who have ideas and opinions about what you should do with your time, what you should do with your money, what you should do with your children, what you should do about this dinner, what you should do about this get together. Thank you. And your opinion is not commensurate with your contribution to my life. So,
I love Papa Ogando wisdom. Love it.
yes.
Okay. That's good. That's good right there. So here's one. Don't try to create all the magic of your entire childhood in one season. You're remembering 18 years worth of stuff and you're trying to do it all in one year, and
Oh,
your
such
kids
a good
are going to
one.
remember one of the things that you did.
That's it.
So
That's so
instead,
good.
pick one. Make it count. Go all out. So I do actually have more than two domestic days a year. I also do, in December, we will do a baking day where we make fudge and we make cookies and we make all the things and we will batch all our goodies. We will do one meaningful service day, and we will do one day that's just fun and is like unplanned. But those are my three things that are anchors that will happen, and everything else, we will try our best. But we will not go to half. I don't know if it's half, but there's going to be a good bit of stuff that we're just not going to go to because we can't be in so many places at once.
Yeah, this is completely true. Be grateful for yourself too. You are far more amazing, resilient, patient, resourceful,
Yeah.
innovative, loved, supported, impressive than you give yourself credit for. And so I just want to be the friend in your ear, the bug in your ear that's like, excuse me. Excuse me, awesomeness, because a lot of times you need people in your corner to remind you that you're the shit. You should be, I mean, not like actual dumb, but you know what I mean. That you're amazing. And somebody needs to tell you that and remind you of that so that you can walk with your shoulders back and your head up high. It's like, okay, I can handle this. I got this. And God got me. So we good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it. Okay, last gratitude principle to overcome the stress of the holiday season. Don't sacrifice next year for the next 30 days. What I mean by that is there's so often this sense of pressure around what this next month is going to look like
Oh,
that
yeah.
we start making decisions. And this happens in business, it happens in finances, it happens in multiple places where it's like we focus so much on what we want in this moment that we sacrifice what next year, like getting off to a great start in the new year. So if I've never been one to go into debt for the holidays. It's like we will celebrate to the level of what we have, or below. Also not spending everything I have this month. And there is a level of gratitude underneath that because it's like, what do we really need? You know, like we have people we love. We have a house. We have, if you're watching this, that means you have access to internet or a device, right? And I'm not saying, I'm not suggesting that where we are all throughout the world that that access looks the same, but have gratitude for where you are at, and don't place undue pressure that is then going to set you into the new year feeling exhausted, feeling broke, feeling behind, feeling like, man, I totally dropped the ball on my business this whole month because I was just trying to show up and be super mom to everybody. Just let it flow. Set yourself up well this year so that next year, that's the best gift you can give yourself, is be grateful for where you are, whatever has happened, and set yourself up for having an amazing new start.
Ashe, what a great way to end the episode today. With that said, I just want you to know, Miss Amy Walker, that you have been such a ray of sunshine in my life. You've given me a place to create my greatness, or to at least display my greatness by coaching, folks in the coaching on demand and client acquisition lab community, by doing some of the lead generating events like we've done, quarterly acquire events and so forth. I love being able to pour into people, and you've created a space where I can do that. I love the friend that you've been to me. And I just, I'm very thankful for this podcast. We created this podcast. This is the COVID baby. Your circle of influence is a COVID baby podcast. We created it in the middle of COVID, and it has been 4 years running now. And it has been such an amazing creative outlet for us both. And hopefully we're reaching you and touching you. And I'm thankful for you as well, dear audience, because it is important that we, one of the things that we talk about in our seven principles of feminine leadership is that we climb, we lift as we climb, right? And so everything that we learn, everything that we can experience and we pass on is a great way to leave the ripple and leave the planet better than we found it. So thank you, Amy, for being who you are to me. And thank you, audience, for being
And we're not done yet because I get to say thank you to you as
here.
well. Monica, you have helped me remember to breathe. And you have helped me like embrace the level of peace that I need to be willing to grow big and stretch beyond my safety zone and my comfort zone. And you are wisdom and perspective and have helped me explore parts of myself and parts of society that I wouldn't have known how to look at differently otherwise. So I'm so grateful for you. You have the best laugh. I love your musical Tourette's. And I will travel and eat beignets with you in any part of the world any day. So thank you. Thank you for being in my life for all these years. And we should go on a 10-year anniversary party this year.
I know, we
Next
really
year.
should. There's so much to celebrate. Yes.
Yes. Exciting.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for being here and letting us have our little love fest situation that you get to witness. Just, come to the love fest. And of course, reach out to us. Leave us a comment down below. Tell us what you're thankful for and how you manage stress during the holidays. And you can reach out to us on Instagram as well. Amy's at Amy Walker Coach, and I'm at Monica Ogando. And we will talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.